This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, Hurricane Milton plowing through central Florida this morning, millions of people waking up to the devastation. Now, with so many transplanted New Yorkers living in Florida, people here in the tri-state have been quick to ask how they can help storm survivors. The Red Cross in New York City is pitching in, but there's an urgent need for volunteers. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck joins us with more on that story. Glenn?
Yeah, good morning. And this is pretty eye-opening details we got from the Red Cross. They, of course, need a financial and blood donation to help those impacted by Milton and still by Helene. But Desiree Ramos Reiner with the Red Cross here of Greater New York telling us that volunteers are really urgently needed.
Right now, there are more than 2,000 Red Cross workers on the ground supporting both the response to Helene and to Hurricane Milton. And this includes over 100 people from right here in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
In fact, Donna, volunteers are needed to train right away this weekend. Either go down to Florida to help or stay here in the city to help with any fires or emergencies that might happen here.
And so some of your training happens online, and then some of the training will happen in person as well. It takes anywhere between 2.5 to 5 hours to get the basic level of training necessary to help in a shelter, for example, which is one of the biggest roles that the Red Cross fills.
To sign up, just go to redcross.org. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
And Glenn, New Yorkers are also looking to help Milton's victims who have four legs rather than two. Rescue groups around the tri-state are taking in homeless pets from Florida. 1010 Winds spoke with Audrey Lodato of Best Friends Animal Society.
Usually, the first wave of transport is to help empty out the shelters ahead of the storm. All of these animals kind of fall into that category of animals that were already in the shelter and were already waiting for new homes.
She says they expect to receive 10 dogs and 20 cats from Florida and will be looking for forever families to place them with. You can help now by adopting or fostering pets already in the shelter so they can make room for the incoming storm evacuees. Stick with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com. And of course, we will have the latest for you on Milton as it moves its way across Florida. A champagne-soaked celebration at Citi Field last night where the Mets knocked off the Phillies and will now play for this year's National League crown.
Yeah, Donna, the magical Mets finished off the Phillies last night in Game 4 of the Division Series thanks to one swing of the bat on Odyssey Mets Radio.
Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. It's pretty deep. It's back near the wall. It's gone. It's gone. Francisco Lindor. He may have just outdone himself. He has hit a grand slam!
In the bottom of the sixth inning to make the score 4-1, which would be the final score as Carlos Mendoza's club advanced to the National League Championship Series for the first time since 2015.
It was hard for us the whole year. And then today, perfect example. Got runners on and we couldn't come up with a big hit until finally, who else? They're on MVP.
Meanwhile, the Yankees took a 2-1 lead in their series with a 3-2 win in Kansas City, getting a tie-breaking solo homer in the eighth inning from Giancarlo Stanton. Mark Renee, 1010 Winds Sports on 92.3 FM.
The Mets are heading to the NLCS Championship Series, and their fans couldn't be prouder.
I think it's great. We didn't expect this at all this year, and so this makes it even better.
And the moment that got everyone on their feet is when Francisco Lindor hit the game-winning grand slam at the bottom of the sixth inning.
Very happy. I mean, from the start of the year, no one thought we'd be here, so it's just amazing to look back and see where we are right now.
Amazing! I flew in from Colorado to see this, and it's the greatest feeling ever. Let's go, Mets!
The party is just getting started, and the fans say they couldn't be prouder of their favorite team. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Citi Field.
And game one of the NLCS is scheduled for Sunday. The Mets will take on the winner of the Padres-Dodgers series, currently tied at 2 games apiece after LA won game 4 last night. Well, there's something spooky going on in Queens, or rather there was something spooky going on, but not anymore. The FDNY has shut down an attraction called A Haunting in Hollis. The department's chief of fire prevention, Thomas Correo, telling Channel 7 Eyewitness News it was a fire trap.
The interior was altered. It had a very heavy fire load. There was a lot of plastic hanging. There was a smoke machine that was illegal. Like, if you couldn't find a small place that had more hazards in it.
An inspection by the Department of Buildings also found fireproofing had been removed and exits were blocked in the two-family house, which featured a maze and escape room and was even offering overnight stays. The DOB has issued a full vacate order for the entire building. Well, things are looking up in the Long Island Sound. An environmental organization is out with its biennial report card on the waterway, and it says 98% of the open waters of the Long Island Sound earned a grade of B or higher. David Ansel of Save the Sound says it's encouraging news, but the area of the Sound closest to the five boroughs is still struggling.
When you get to New York City waters, what we call the Western Narrows of the Long Island Sound, it received an F. And that's because there's just way too many challenges facing the New York City waters.
Now, he blames all the stormwater and wastewater runoff and adds that dramatic steps do need to be taken to address that. A severe solar storm speeding towards Earth after it was belched out on by the sun, and it could mess with our power grids over the next couple of days.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued a severe geomagnetic storm watch for now into Friday. This after an outburst from the sun was detected, the kind of storm that can temporarily disrupt power and radio signals. NOAA has notified operators of power plants and orbiting spacecraft to take precautions. It also alerted FEMA about possible power disruptions as the Emergency Management Organization copes with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene and the destruction now coming from Hurricane Milton.
Correspondent Michael Toscano, the solar storm also might trigger northern lights in the U.S. further south than usual.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.